Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Boyd reaches second base with a double. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyd moves to third. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boyd scores. Woodling moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball four. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda misplays the ball. That's an error on Miranda. Minoso scores. Power moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to third. Dobie moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Power scores. Dobie moves to third. Colavito moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Triandos moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Triandos moves to third. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Niemann strikes out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Foster Castleman now playing shortstop. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Moran now playing second base. Vic Power now playing first base. Woody Held now playing center field. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Hal Brown. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyd moves to third. Jim Busby pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to second. Lenny Green pinch runs for Gus Triandos. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Williams reaches second base with a double. Boyd scores. Busby scores. There goes Green trying to get to home. Minoso throws the ball into Nixon, who tags Green for the out. It's 3-2, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Jim Busby now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Al Pilarczyk now play. Iraki Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Russ Nixon. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.